Back on the Mighty 690, KGGF. Sam Speck with you live from the KGGF studios as I'm joined by Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce member Sam Cudrick. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
A little Sam interview here that we've got rolling this morning. As normally, Candy Westbrook, Candy not with us, so we've got Sam driving us around today. And So you have just come from a meeting, correct?
Yes, okay. So, Candy's out. She's at KLC Leadership Training in Wichita.
Okay.
We've got a grant, so we've been sending people from Coffeyville all year, which has been fabulous.
You gotta love when it's grant, not loan, right?
Yeah.
So
it's been wonderful to get a lot of our people in town to get some great leadership training. So, yeah. So she's there this week there. So we took over CNN today. So, like you said, I'm Sam with the Chamber. I actually focus on the Visitors Bureau side of things,
okay.
Visit Coffeyville. But we kind of are a three-person team that we get things kind of rolling and done. So I'll tell you guys kind of a little bit about our meeting this morning.
Perfect.
So CNN was hosted at Mom and Pop Nutrition, which is just right beside us here at the radio.
Short little walk away.
Yeah, at 8th and Willow. And Christina and Montgomery Dodson are the owners of that. They are from Nowata, and they own the business there and here in Coffeyville. So they stay busy. But what they their hours, I guess I'll start with, they're open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then 8 to 1 on Saturday. And what they do is they have wellness drinks, they're healthy meal replacement shakes, and healthy teas that help burn fat and calories and things. So tons and tons of flavors and different types. So if you guys haven't been there, you should stop in and check them out. What they do, they have 8 distributors and actually 1 supervisor on their team. And the company is Herbalife. So what they do is different protein powders and all kinds of different products that they sell there. And what they really want to do is just help people save money while gaining wellness goals. So Christina specifically, her goal was she really wanted to help young women start a business and kind of learn, gaining knowledge on, you know, marketing and having a business and things like that. So they have quite a few girls and guys, but on their team. And one of their youngest girls that they help out that works there with them is 14. So she's actually, you know, just in high school learning some great knowledge on kind of running a business and marketing. So that's really wonderful. They're actually getting ready to head to the yearly conference, which is going to be in Houston, Texas. So they'll be leaving for that tomorrow and learning more on how to help impact our community here. So really great. One thing about their teas they wanted to mention was they have no artificial sugars. They have something called Liftoff. So it's a plant-based, energy caffeine type stuff that they add to their drinks to give you some energy boost for the day. They have aloe they add to drinks, so tons of different options. They're going to be adding some specialty sweet teas because they heard from the community, and a lot of people were saying they kind of want maybe some sweeter things added also. So they're trying to accommodate for that, and that'll start in August. And they're going to have a back-to-school challenge starting August 7th, and they're calling it the Belly Buster Challenge. So it's a way to get back in shape for the fall if you've fallen off the wagon this summer and just to get a healthier lifestyle routine back in to go. And they're going to have some events planned later for that month and different things. But if you want to sign up for that challenge, stop by 8th and Willow, get signed up. And again, that'll kick off August 7th. She also mentioned one thing they do is if you check in on their Facebook page, you actually get $1 off of your total. So that kind of helps save a little money. And then also they do free wellness evaluations. So they have different plans and different things to help lose weight. They have one of their clients right now is down about 17 pounds and been doing it for about a month and a half. So tons of great ways to kind of talk with them and talk about your wellness and where you want to be. Not only losing weight, but also they can help maybe if you have a problem maintaining and keeping weight on. So they can help on both ends of the spectrum there. And then last thing she wanted to mention was they are going to be setting up a Snapchat account this weekend. So they're going to have some interactive things on Snapchat. And of course, they have their Facebook page. So go check them out and kind of see. They have, you know, different things they post about and they can help you out. So,
yeah. And I like the companies as well. Briefly, I spoke with one of the owners about kind of the structure of the way that they do their employees and things like that. And it is a great way because, in a sense, you know, you're my boss, but I manage myself is kind of the way it is. And they'd go, you know, sell the things that you find inside of the drinks and the nutrients and things like that. So it is a great way for younger kids to learn a very essential piece of mm-hmm. life is that marketing and social skills and things like that. So I thought that was a neat thing when I first had met them.
Yeah. Well, and also too, like if you're like, I love these products, but you know, they try to fit everyone's budget as much as possible. You can become a distributor just to get a discount even on the products you want to buy. Yep. So it makes it affordable for everyone and some great products. So stop by, chat with them, have some, you know, they had a bunch of samples today and kind of see what they have to offer.
Yeah, and like you said, meal replacement. I've had lots of dental surgeries, and I'll mm-hmm. tell you what, having a smoothie or something like that with those meal yeah. replacement in them is a lifesaver.
Yeah.
So
after that, we did have a few first timers. So first, Christy with the Journal. That's who's going to be taking over Robbie's position. So she's from Coffeeville here. Just today was her first day. I think yesterday we were kind of walking around talking, meeting people. So she'll get to hang out with us and kind of get introduced to the community. So she's going to be starting there. And then also Trina Reed to join KGGF. Yeah. So she said she lives in Caney, but she's worked in Coffeeville a few years. So we got to meet her today too. I know John was taking her around, I think yesterday I saw out kind of by the chamber. So getting to know everyone here in the community. So next we had Kim from Utopia, and she wanted to mention, of course, they always have lunch specials going on. Today they're going to have walking tacos for $3 each. So go stop by, have some great lunch items. They're adding more and more breakfast items every day, so you can change it up, get some new things. She also mentioned they have a lot of space there, so if you're ever interested in reserving a space for maybe like a meeting or just wanting to get together, there's no minimum order. Just call them. You can call Kim at 620-515-0854. Make some reservations, or maybe you want to order some, you know, anything baking needs-wise. I know when I go on their Facebook page, they always have the most delicious looking cupcakes and cookies and all kinds of stuff. So,
believe me, they are. That was one of the first stops when I had first moved here. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've lived in Kansas for a year and a half now, but for about a year in the western side. So, you know, fairly new still over here to this part. And she was like, you know, you like coffee? I was like, yeah, I like coffee.
Yeah.
It's like the first day, second day that I ever worked here, she took me to Utopia, and I've been hooked ever since.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the baking is amazing. I'm a coffee fan as well, and it is, it's a difference. It's quality yeah. as well as the food is delicious. So
yeah, so definitely stop in. And the fact that, you know, once Kim took over, they brought lunch, which I think is a great addition
it
and kind of gives you an option. So definitely stop by and try out some great menu items.
And you love to see places that do try things new, because then it gives the potential for, you know, because time moves on. Time does move on. And hey, try something new. If it doesn't work, get rid of it. But
exactly.
It might be the next new favorite.
Yeah. So I think they've been doing really great there. So Next, Robbie with the Journal mentioned that they do have still some back-to-school ads. On the back page, they'll have the school list of all the supplies and stuff, so you can get a 2x3-inch ad for $48. And, of course, they're also doing ads for the fair and rodeo schedule and all that. So if you would like to do an ad in either of those, you can call them at 251-3300. Next, we had Candace from Brown's Shoe Fit. And she mentioned that every day they're getting more and more fall items, which we are all thankful for. You know, that's the good thing about Kansas is you get all the seasons. So once we're here at this point, it's like, okay, we're ready for summer to move on. It's been nice and warm enough for us.
And this year it was like a smack in the face. It went from freezing temperatures to, oh my goodness, it's 105. Yeah. So yes, I would like a little break from the heat.
Yeah.
And this week it is, but I'll tell you what, July and August are more commonly known as the hottest months of the year. So we're not quite out of it yet.
Yes. So again, go ahead and stock up on all their new fall they're having, and they're also having a lot of summer clearance. So if you're one of those people like me that's like, I'm gonna buy now and just save it for next year.
Definitely stop in. That's how I was raised right there for certain. Is right when the season ends and they're just trying to get it off their hands is the best time to do it.
So go stock up summer clearance, and then also on the new fall stuff there at Brown's Shoe Fit. Next we had Katie Hill with the Coffeeville Public Library, and summer reading is coming to an end. They do have a few more events planned, so tomorrow is Magic and Music, so they're having a program there, and then also this Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. they're actually going to have a sidewalk chalk contest. So you're going to get like a little section on their sidewalk and you get to draw, and they're going to have judges and prizes and all kinds of fun stuff. So if you're looking for something to do Saturday afternoon, go out for the sidewalk chalk contest. She also mentioned that Tuesday the 31st, Next week is going to be the end of the year Summer Reading Music Awards, as they're calling it, at 1 p.m. So go there. They're going to have prizes, kind of the end of the year to wrap up all the great things that everyone did for this summer for that reading program. And last, she mentioned that tomorrow is Katie's going away reception from 2 to 4. So be sure to stop by and thank her for all she's done for our library. We're sad to see her go because she has really done a lot for our library. And just the things they offer is just amazing that a town our size has the resources we do.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you too. So is it at the reception? So she's finished, right? She did, like,
she's so she's still working.
Okay, but she is still working.
Yep, she's kind of wrapping up the last of it. And I know I can't remember exactly her last day at the library, but yeah, she's still there, kind of helping everyone transition as they move through.
And
this
again,
next
as
phase,
as new as I am to this area, I've heard the general impact her alone and you know the rest of the staff now at the library. What a place it's turned into.
So. Yeah, it's amazing. Just as the different things they offer and just how helpful. If I ever needed something for work or whatever, I would just be like, Katie, I need this book. I can't find it. Yep. And if she didn't have it there, she would have it on order and it would be, you know, a few days later, she'd be like, hey, it's in. And it's just wonderful. So,
yeah, and I love it too, because we've spoken with her and it was just, there's that, you look back in the old, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s films and the library is strict, quiet with a mean librarian, you know, and it's like, this is not that. This is a cool, welcoming place. It's, you know, they've got the technology, they go with it, and it's a great place. So
it is. Yep. So stop by tomorrow. Thank her for everything again, 2 to 4. So, next we had Ken Andrews with Gator Cleaning and Power Washing. He mentioned they've been busy, power washing, cleaning off houses and everything. And that'll run through about mid-October, and then they start winterizing some of their equipment that they do use. So if you're needing just a nice power wash on your house, get all the gunk that's built up off, he can help you out. He's the guy. I know he does our store. He does a lot of business storefronts, and he cleans our windows down at the chamber and does a great job. We're so thankful for him to do that for us. And he mentioned that they just started recently. He got some new equipment, so his equipment can now handle properties with lower water pressure. So there's been a few properties he's had to actually turn down just because his equipment couldn't for the low water pressure. And now he actually had a house that he had to turn down in the past. He was able to actually clean, and it was 25-year-old vinyl, and it's been great and cleaned off. He said it looks new. So if you're needing that, give him a call. You can reach him at 918-856-0557. Next, we had Levi Wilson with K-Rig in Bartlesville, and he mentioned that this Saturday in Dewey at the fairgrounds is their annual auction that they host. I know you guys wrapped up yours, was that in June, right?
Yes.
June, yeah. Yep. And they're doing theirs now in for the Bartlesville stations, and it's kind of the same deal. Tons of auction items, and you will not pay more than 80% of the retail price. So some things might go for 30% of the retail price. It sounds like there's kind of a wide variety. So depending what they, you know, get up to, but they do stop it at 80%. So no matter what, you're going to get a good deal. He said items range from Yoakum's, some leather goods from them, actually a power wash, pressure washing from Ken Andrews. And then one of their new items, we saw Levi was there today with his truck and trailer. And I was like, oh, is that your truck out there? And he said, yeah, I'm going to pick up a cow from
the stockyard.
So they're donating a cow. So you can buy some beef there while you're there. So that's kind of fun. The gates open at 8 a.m. on Saturday, and the auction starts at 9. So if you're looking for some good deals, restaurant gift cards, all kinds of stuff, stop by there and check it out.
Yeah, you'd not believe the savings as well, because our auction, you know, there was a couple of items where it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, wait for that. Speaking with Sam Kudrick here with the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, just a few minutes left here. Kind of going over this meeting that we had, you had this morning. I wasn't there, but let's hit some final notes here as we just got about a couple of minutes left here till the bottom of the hour.
Okay. So next, John with KGGF mentioned that you guys, well, one, you're busy with fair like all of us, and also you're gearing up for sports season. So he mentioned the Ravens home game is less than a month away, which is kind of crazy, but you're going to be covering, of course, Chiefs sports, K-State, which is the most important, and then, of course, all the local games, but you're actually going to be bringing back KU sports.
Yep.
So for all you Jayhawkers out there, that's exciting to cover all that. And then also you guys are going to be having the one evening a week having breakfast with coaches from the area. area high schools, some of the colleges here, and they're going to be bringing players each week and chatting about their seasons and stuff. So that's a pretty cool thing that's going to be offered in this area. Next, we had Jamie Grant. She mentioned that with Coffle Recreation Commission, signups for fall sports are wrapping up Friday. So if your kiddos are interested in cheer, soccer, football, volleyball, or they also have a men's softball, let them know so you can get signed up for that. Just from Lakeisha Johnson, she wanted to mention thank you for everyone that helped with the Heat fundraisers. The boys are actually in Vegas now, and their first basketball game is tonight. Cool. So she wanted to thank everyone for that, that helped support that. And just a few things from the chamber, and we'll wrap up here. We are doing our football frenzy. This is replacing our auction, so it's like a fantasy football, $20 a ticket. If you are interested in that and winning some prizes, give us a call, 251-2550. We can give you more information on that. Fair and Rodeo, again, we're rolling with it. Today is the last day for livestock entries. It's late day, last day. So please get those into us or have them postmarked by today. And last thing I have is, if you guys probably know, we're gearing up for the 150th celebration next year of Coffeeville. And we're looking for any businesses or individuals that might want to sponsor and donate $150 to get things rolling so we can get some marketing materials out, decals, things like that. So just give us a call, again, 620-251-2550.
All right, good stuff. Sam Kudrick with the Chamber of Commerce here in Coffeeville. Thanks for spending your Wednesday with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
All right, this is the Mighty 690 KGGF.